104.7, Andy and Mel. Morning. It is 9:20. How about we just call it that?
Okay.
Up to 25 today. I'm a professional broadcaster. Did you know that?
I did.
Yeah. Anyway, there was a story over the weekend on our website. You can go check it out now. It's right there on the front page. A Sioux Falls woman got 4 speeding tickets in 3 hours.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some pretty good work. Very good work. Loretta Lacey was making a 525-mile trip from Sioux Falls to Racine, Wisconsin to see her granddaughter's dance recital, which is really sweet. But in the process, she got going through Minnesota, where she got all 4 of her tickets. First one on the outskirts of Jackson, Minnesota. Clock going 112.
Whoa.
She was also cited for driving without insurance and possession of marijuana.
Whoa.
Didn't slow her down. 20 miles later, she got pulled over again. Although this time she was only going 99. Hour later, caught a third time. She had slowed down to 88 miles an hour.
Oh, that was nice of her.
But still fast enough to go back in time. She did not make the recital on time. You know what you can do to make it on time? Mel, this is a lesson for you,
not
too.
Not smoke pot?
No.
Oh.
No one said she smoked it. She allegedly possessed it.
Oh, okay.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
No, leave sooner.
Oh, yeah. That's
for your destination.
Idea.
You know, like when you're going to work in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you leave a little sooner, odds are you'll arrive on time instead of 5 to 10 minutes late.
If I was driving 88, I would arrive on time.
I still think it's funny, though, that you moved farther away from the station and yet you still arrive at the same time every day.
It is weird. Well, I am leaving 5 minutes earlier.
Apparently, it needs to be 10.
Apparently.
Just pointing that out for you in case you hadn't noticed.
I don't understand why she continued to speed.
The first time I got pulled over, I probably would have stopped speeding.
Right?
But she really wanted to make that recital on time. That's sweet. Anyway.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
It's that Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7. Hollywood Dirt.
Hot 104.7.
Harry Styles from One Direction celebrated his birthday Friday night by getting a lap dance from a stripper dressed as a cop. Happened at a regular bar, so not a strip joint, so she didn't get completely naked, but he enjoyed it anyway. He said it was great. I was in stitches. It was really funny.
Duh.
Yeah. Boyz II Men is playing in Moscow on Wednesday, an effort spearheaded by President Vladimir Putin to get the Russian people to start having sex. Russia is looking at a possible decline of 25 million people by 2050 due to low birth rates and early death due to alcoholism, heroin abuse, pollution, and general poor health. I guess. I know. On TV tonight, How I Met Your Mother, Rules of Engagement, The Biggest Loser, Extreme Smuggling, and Teen Mom 2. New music out this week. Now That's What I Call Music 45, and Greatest Hits by Jewel. And that's The Dirt. You can find out more by going to hot1047.com.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, 9:35, up to 25 today. It's 11 right now. I'm so interested to know this little fun fact. We had the fun fact the other day about cats, how they are the serial killers of the world.
They are, it's true.
They are also the laziest animal on the planet. The average cat sleeps 16 hours a day. That means they spend approximately 2/3 of their lives sleeping.
Wow.
16 hours of sleep is more than twice as much as the average human gets. Not needs, but gets.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow.
They're lazy serial killers. I always thought they were more motivated than that. Here's a really dumb story about how hide and seek is ruining your kids.
Okay.
Some parents think it leads them to be antisocial and vulnerable. Here's the theory. In hide and seek, kids are encouraged to be secretive.
Mm-hmm.
They're encouraged to ignore people, calling their name, looking for them.
Okay.
and they're encouraged to find secluded hidden places.
Right.
So that's why they're trying to keep their kids from playing hide and seek.
Oh, my goodness. How did we grow up?
I don't know.
I played hide and seek a lot.
Here's how honest Jackie is. We play this game called, it started off as Hide and Go Mermaid.
Okay.
And she came up with a name. She has this little toy mermaid, little doll.
Okay.
Have no idea what it's from, what, you know, it is.
Okay.
But it's this little cute mermaid. And we play this game where one of either she or I or Crystal hides it somewhere in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
And then you basically play hot and cold to find it.
Okay. That's fun.
And she calls it Hide and Go Mermaid.
Okay.
Now, she's so honest that instead of saying hot and cold, she'll say something like, Dad, you need to look behind the speaker.
Nice.
Which it explained a lot when we were playing air hockey at my in-laws over Christmas.
Yeah.
She said I wasn't playing fair because I didn't let her score.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
So
that's called the game. Isn't that I win?
So I don't think she has the competitive genes that I have.
Doesn't really sound like it.
No.
Not yet, at least.
Because I'm incredibly competitive.
Yeah. Maybe she'll get it.
And she just doesn't understand how winning works.
Well, that's possible. She is 4.
Yeah. Winning. Duh.
Wow. Thanks for bringing back some old school Charlie Sheen.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while since
we've
had to have that out.
Wow.
Anyway, Heroes of the Day are coming up next. Hang on.
Every town needs a hero. Working class hero.
I can be your hero, baby.
It is Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel. Thank you so much for listening today. Heroes of the Day, Mel, go.
I have a real hero story. On December 12th, 10-year-old Lauren Hacker found out that she had cancer. Since then, she's had chemotherapy and suffered complications, including high fevers and pneumonia. Lauren was a patient at Omaha's Children's Hospital and Medical Center on Wednesday when her school, St. Margaret's Mary Catholic School, had a snow day. About 24 of her fifth grade classmates decided to spend the snow day at the hospital cheering Lauren up. Now, they couldn't all come to visit her, so they wrote messages in the snow outside her window and made snow angels for her.
Oh, cool.
I know. Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Mine is a traditional hero of the day.
Okay.
There was a plot to steal a game console from a church in San Marcos, California. It went awry. They actually got away with the Xbox, but the juvenile suspect left his cell phone at the scene.
Oops.
Deputies discovered an Xbox and several controllers were missing from the church. They also found a cell phone sitting there. They used the phone to determine the address of the phone's owner and were able to recover the stolen items. 17-year-old boy was taken to a juvenile detention facility.
Wow.
Why do people bring cell phones along when they commit crimes?
But keep it in your pocket.
Why not leave it in the car? You know?
I know.
Bring as little evidence in with you as possible.
Yeah.
Don't bring your wallet in. Don't bring your cell phone in.
Wow.
It'd probably be easier to track you with your cell phone than your wallet.
Right, it would be.
I mean, yeah, a driver's license might give it away quickly and give them a name and an address. But you could live in a different place.
Mm-hmm.
Cell phone company's going to have your billing
they
address.
Are.
They'll find you.
Mm-hmm.
Unless
yes,
you go
will.
To a P.O. box.
That's true.
Then maybe not. Anyway.
It was a good plan.
It was. Well, stealing an Xbox from a church was just a dumb plan
I was talking about your plan of tracking him down.
Yeah. It
so
was.
I thought about the P.O. box part
you know,
of it.
He might be going to hell. I don't know.
Definitely.
It's funny, though, that a church has an Xbox. I know lots of churches have, like, video games and stuff for kids to do, like, after school or hang out, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's still just kind of funny to me. Because I grew up in a church where there were no electronics.
Yeah.
We didn't even have a TV.
We had some TVs.
We might have had a TV.
I think there was a couple.
We were lucky to have lights. They just burned candles. Anyway, time for us to scoop. Ben is in next. We will talk to you tomorrow.
Hot 104.7.com.